This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified UDAN, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media, Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified UDAN scheme, essentially UDAN 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
The Cabinet has approved a five-year extension of the Immigration, Visa, Foreigners Registration and Tracking Scheme from the 1st of April 2026 till March 2031, with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The IVFRT platform will modernize visa and immigration services, improve coordination, ease travel for genuine visitors and strengthen national security. The all-party meeting convened by the government on the West Asia issue is underway in the Parliament House complex. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is chairing the meeting, which is being attended by Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Hardeep Puri, Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, and Rajiv Ranjan Lallan Singh, including other leaders. Congress leader Mukul Wasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPI-M MP John Brittas, Samajwadi Party MP Dharmendra Yadav and other leaders of opposition parties are also present in the meeting. The meeting comes amid escalating tensions in West Asia, which have disrupted critical maritime corridors and raised concerns about the safety of Indian nationals in Gulf nations. The all-party meeting follows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to Parliament on the situation in West Asia. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2026 by voice vote. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The House gave its nod to the amendments moved by the government. The Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 was introduced in the Rajya Sabha today. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai introduced the bill, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The government has said a total of 190 projects have been approved under the India AI Mission. Out of these, 78 projects are with government entities, 46 projects are with startups and MSMEs, and 27 projects are with researchers or academia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Undersecretary of War Elbridge Colby in New Delhi this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged views on the current geopolitical scenario. The government today said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held today.
We have an annual refining capacity of approximately 26 crore tons of crude oil. I would like to assure the citizens of the country that we have sufficient availability of petrol and diesel. There is no fuel shortage at any petrol pump anywhere. Adequate quantities are also available at the terminals that supply fuel to petrol pump. Please do not believe in rumors and avoid panic buying. I would also like to inform that there has been no increase in the prices of petrol and diesel.
Petrol or diesel ke price mein koi badhotri nahi ki gayi hai.
The first edition of the Khelo India Tribal Games will begin at Raipur in Chhattisgarh this evening. The games will continue till the 3rd of April, featuring events in seven sports disciplines. And with that, we end this news bulletin.